Leave for. I'm afraid Mr. Johnson is not here now. He left for the airport an hour ago. Leave off. Ben decided he was going to leave off drinking alcohol for a month because he was in very bad health. Leave somebody alone. Leave something alone. Jenny wanted to go round to comfort Elsa, but Alf said it would be better to leave her alone for a while. Leave somebody behind. Leave something behind. When Sam left the house, he left behind his sports kit, so he was not able to play football that afternoon. The helicopter went on one final mission to see if there were any survivors left behind. Leave something out. Leave somebody out. The information was left out of the report because the organization did not want outsiders to know it was in trouble. Sarah had a cold, and she felt left out when all the other children could go swimming, but she couldn't. Let alone. These people have never even seen a boat, let alone been on one. Let oneself go. The conductor wanted the musicians to let themselves go when the music reached its crescendo. Let somebody down. The children were really let down when their father, who had promised to take them to the fun fair, said he had to work that day and couldn't go. Let somebody in for. Samantha was letting herself in for a lot of extra work when he volunteered to run the project. Live it up. Ever since John won the lottery, he has really been living it up, spending his money on boats, fast cars, and champagne. Live on. Herbivores are animals that live on eating plants, whereas carnivores are animals that eat meat. Live through. Some animals live through the winter by hibernation or half hibernation. Live up to. This restaurant is known as being one of the best restaurants in town, so I hope it can live up to its reputation. Live with. If it is an order from above, then I suppose I will have to live with the decision whether I like it or not. I'm not sure how much longer I can live with her incessant nagging. Look about for something. It was when Sam was looking about for a house to rent that he met his future wife Harriet, who worked at the estate agent. Look after. Paul was not going to play rugby at the weekend because he had to stay at home and look after his girlfriend who was sick. Look at. The gas man came round today to look at the meter to see how much gas we have used. Look back on something. When you look back on your life, you don't want to have too many regrets. Look down on. When he was at school, many of the other kids looked down on Tim because he always wore second-hand clothes. Look for. Tracy had to write her final thesis, and so she had to go to the central library to look for the books she needed. Look forward to. Cinema goers are looking forward with great excitement to the imminent release of the final part of the trilogy. Look in on somebody. On his way to work, Nick went by his mother's house to look in on her, as she had not been feeling well recently. Look into. A number of complaints had been lodged by the customers at the supermarket about a member of staff, and the manager promised he would look into it immediately. Look on as. Look on somebody. After living in London for 5 years, Amay began to look on the city as her home. Look one's best. One should look one's best when going for a job interview, because you have to attract the interviewer on all levels, including your appearance. Look out for somebody. Look out for something. The newspaper is always looking out for fresh talent. Maybe you should go there and see if they have a job going. Look over. It was when the investigation team were looking over the old files that they began to spot the anomalies in the records. Look around. Terry had been looking round for a new flatmate for some time, but none of his people who applied seemed to be right. When Sally was walking down the dark street, she heard a sound behind her. She was so frightened that she did not dare turn around. Look something up. It took Ben a long time to read the article on law, because he kept having to look up the legal jargon in the dictionary. Look up to. Jerry had always looked up to his elder brother, so he was very disappointed when he found out he was involved in criminal activities. Lose face. The manager of the company knew that if he backed down now, he would lose face. So his self-pride took over from his reasoning, and he stubbornly refused to cooperate. Lose heart. It is natural for people to fail sometimes. If you do not fail, how can you succeed? So don't lose heart if things don't work out as you hoped they would. Lose one's bearings. When the fog descended, it was impossible to see further than your own hand. Luckily, the boat had a compass, otherwise they would easily lose their bearings. Make do with. If you don't have any red wine glasses, I suppose we will have to make do with some white wine glasses. Make ends meet. At the moment, I'm having to hold down two jobs at the same time just to make ends meet. I hope that my fortunes improve soon because I don't know how much longer I can keep it up. Make for somebody. Make for something. When the hikers got lost and the darkness was descending, they made for the ridge in the hope that there would be somewhere to stay there. Make it up with somebody. The two of them had a massive argument and did not speak to each other for weeks. However, they have finally made it up with each other and things are back to normal. Make light of. Rodney is always really selfish and often makes light of other people's problems as if they are not important. Make off. The thieves made off with jewelry valued at over $1 million and used motorbikes as getaway vehicles. Make somebody out to be. They always made Ollie out to be some kind of sex god, so Sally was very disappointed when she found out he was so short and had a stutter. Make somebody up. It is amazing what they can do with makeup these days. They can make even the ugliest person into a supermodel. Make somebody's day. It really made Tessa's day when she got home and her husband had already made their dinner so she could put her feet up and relax. Make something out. The document was almost illegible, but they were able to make out the letters BTE, which suggested that their theory might be right. Make something up. Susan made up a quick salad for the guests. Ben was renowned for his poignant wit and his ability to make jokes up. Make the best of a bad job. Well, you'll just have to make the best of a bad job and see what you can salvage from the disaster. Make the most of. When Ted was traveling around the world, he was aware that he had to make the most of his time because soon he would be back in the office counting paperclips. Make up for. In order to make up for the fact that he'd forgotten their anniversary, Dan took Mary out to a really expensive restaurant. Merge into. All of Edith's memories from her life had merged into one jumbled mess, and she could no longer separate reality from dreams. Mind one's own business. If someone is being nosy, for example, asking you about something that does not concern them, you can tell them to mind their own business. Much as I love his writing, I really can't refrain myself from saying that his book is absolutely rubbish. Nominate somebody for. She has been nominated for an Oscar 3 times, but she has never won. Nominate somebody to. The commission nominated Parsons to the board of selectors as a possible candidate for the Nobel Peace Prize. Not to say. It would not be a good idea, not to say stupid, to never visit the doctors for a health checkup. Nothing to do with. The question Bob asked had nothing to do with the topic they were discussing, and it was as if he had not been listening. Null and void. Due to incorrect practices in counting the votes, the election was declared null and void. On account of. Barry has been fired from his job on account of his claiming false figures in the number of sales he has made. On and off. Jack and Jill had been dating on and off for a while, but neither of them was willing to start a relationship. On and on. The meeting seemed to go on and on forever, and we thought it would never end. On behalf of. The lawyer was there on behalf of the company he represented to see that everything ran according to the agreement. On condition that. Janet agreed to see John again on condition that she was allowed to bring a friend. On end. The music affected Tom in such a moving way that it made the hairs on his arms stand on end. On hand. Police protection will be on hand around the clock, so you don't have to worry about him getting anywhere near you. On no account. On no account do I want people going into the laboratory when I am away because I'm conducting an important experiment in there. On the air. The TV show was going on the air in 2 minutes, but there was still no sign of the presenter. On time. Make sure you are on time for our meeting tomorrow because I am really busy and have another appointment afterwards. Once and for all. Once for all. Bill wanted to clear up the air once and for all, so he agreed to do a press conference. Once more. Katie would like to have seen Jim once more, but after their first date, she never saw him again. One another. Sandy and Jenny had not seen one another for years and were very excited when they had the chance to meet again. Open somebody's eyes to. When Ben went traveling around the world, it really opened his eyes to how poor some people are. Orientate oneself. Jill needed a few days to orientate herself in her new working environment. Out of stock. The new sports shoes were so popular that they quickly went out of stock. Pace off. Rob paced off the distance from the kitchen to the bathroom to estimate how many meters it was. Pass away.
Jean was very sad when her grandmother passed away, but death at her age is inevitable.
Pass four. Even though Jack is only 15, he can easily buy alcohol in the pub because he can pass for being 20. Pass off. The transport of the gold passed off without any major hitches, despite police fears of an attempted robbery. Pass on. Henry went by to see if his old history teacher was still living there, but he had already passed on. Pass over. This is the second time I've been passed over for promotion. Pass somebody by. Pass something by. Life was passing Will by at such a speed that he felt that time was slipping through his hand like sand. Pass something off. Today the fake antiques are so well done that it is easy to pass them off as being genuine, even to the experts. Pass something on to. Leslie forgot to pass on the important message to his boss about the meeting that afternoon being cancelled. Pass the time of day with. Jane was passing the time of day with her next-door neighbor, Pam, and forgot she had left the food in the oven, so it burnt. Pay for. The singer would later pay for his flippant comments when they were published in the newspaper.